This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Rise and shine, people. It's time for hour two of the Daily Tip on a Wednesday, December the 3rd. On the menu for the next hour, we'll start with our first impression roses in the NFL, because it's never too early to start line chopping for some of these bets that you'll be placing later in the week. At 7:20, we'll get to college hoops and some of the top 25 matchups, including a big tangle between number 6 Louisville at number 25 Arkansas. And then later in the show, it's time to whine about it on a Wednesday, because it is the most wonderful time of the year until you try to find a parking spot at Target, and then people turn into absolute demons. So speaking of, Jenks, I saw this, and I feel like we try to make our show a blend of sports, betting, and pop culture, so I felt like the story was topical. So apparently Oxford University Press is named Ragebait as its word of the year. And it feels very fitting that we live in like an internet culture where hot takes, especially in sports media, have become extremely prevalent. How do you feel about Ragebait being the word of the year?
Well, I think there's something ironic about you mentioning Ragebait and me getting upset. Like, you're not rage baiting me, but I'm getting upset. Ragebait. What? Ridiculous. But I understand it. Like, that's just kind of where we are. So it makes sense to me. But I also I get torn because I hate giving credence to these types of things. Like, I hate justifying them.
Don't take the bait.
Yeah, like, don't take the bait. Like, I hate making this a thing, but it is a thing. So I go between, yeah, it's legitimate. It's a thing that we all have experienced. It happens every single day. All you have to do is log on to any social medium and you will see it. And yet I hate giving it that, like, justification, that credibility. Like, oh yeah, you're a thing. But it is a thing.
Well, the problem is, like, the algorithm on these social media platforms gives credit to people who do this, because engagement is like a big deal. And the more comments you have, the more they're going to push whatever your content is. Jenks, I want to throw this one out there, because it felt very fitting that I saw this tweet. And then a few tweets later, I saw RG3 make a case about how the college football committee not putting BYU high enough was, quote, persecuting Christians. Come on, man. Dude. It's not about the religion. Like, what are we doing? Like, this is a prime example of rage bait. And I don't even know, like, are Mormons considered Christians? Like, by the definition of the word, I don't even think they're Christians.
No, it's a different, it's under the religious umbrella, but it's a different type of religion. RG3 is the worst. Let me just say it.
I knew you were going to say that.
Worst. God, you know, for all his early success, he had a chance, even though he got injured, it didn't work out, to still be a beloved part of this organization, because there were some good times. They were very early, but his personality has turned so many people away. whether it's on social media and this rage baiting or how he handled himself here or his interaction with other players, his interaction with the media. He's so difficult to like. And I like everybody. I mean, not everybody, but most people. Like, I don't go into any relationship looking to find reasons not to like you. I'm just the opposite. Like, let me find the good in you. Let's connect. I love to love. But RG3 is just so difficult. He makes appreciating him or wanting to interact with him a grind, like a real grind. And it's because of ridiculous takes like this. The committee was not sitting around and saying, I tell you what, let me just go ahead and say it. The elephant in the room is BYU should be higher, but we're talking about a bunch of Mormons here. Like, come on. You really think that happened? It's a ridiculous idea. But that's RG3.
Well, and it's not even the correct take. Because if it was something against, like, religious schools, like Notre Dame's a religious school, and it right. feels like they are giving, you know, everything to them on a silver or gold platter, I should say, because Notre Dame and the gold helmets. But it's one of those things where I think it's a tricky line to balance, because I understand in the world of social media, you have to say things to get attention. Mm-hmm. I try not to do it because it feels icky to me. But at the same time, I feel like once you lose your credibility, it's very difficult to get it back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Once people pigeonhole you or you do something that really turns people away, it's really hard for them to say, I'll give you another chance. Mm-hmm. And it's even worse if that's just your personality. You'd almost be better off, like, committing a crime, like a misdemeanor. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, okay, mm-hmm. like, look at Rashee Rice, okay? He was involved in this really bad accident where he was driving out of control and people got injured and there was a settlement and he paid the price for it and it's over. Mm-hmm. And people don't talk about it. And they're like, wow, this guy's playing great football. It's over now, right? But that was an incident where that was handled and it's over. It's almost worse when people don't like you personally. Like, that's so yeah. much harder to turn around, right? It doesn't mm-hmm. seem so personal when it's, all right, I made a mistake here. But when it's, I'm constantly saying things that are ridiculous, I'm constantly going to rage bait you, I'm going to make you dislike me, turning around that narrative is so much harder. I mean, and think mm-hmm. about how many times, because I was thinking about this the other day, there's a handful of broadcasters that I'm like, eh, I don't think I'm a fan of yours. But over time, I'm like, you know what? I think I was wrong. You've really grown on me, and I've opened myself up to saying, maybe I should look at this differently. I really like you. But that's rare. Like, once you generally make your mind up about someone in the public eye, even personally, turning that around, extremely difficult.
Yeah, to use an example on the same team as Rashee Rice, like, it's wild to me that Rashee Rice committed a crime and yet people right. don't dunk on him all the time. Harrison Butker said that thing about women.
right.
People are never going to let him live it down. So, like, not that I don't agree with what he said, but, like, do you get what I'm saying?
Is that yes.
It's not a crime to have an opinion. Especially, like, if you think it's religious based, like, I'm mm-hmm. a Christian and I don't believe in, like, you know, women should be in the kitchen. But, like, you get what I'm saying. It's
yes.
like, that's not a crime, but yet that is more punished in today's society than, like, an actual crime.
Absolutely. Like, whenever I see Harrison Butker line up for a field goal, I'm like, miss it. Miss it. Shame.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I want to see the Young Ho coo. Is that right? Where he just kicks the turf instead of the ball. That's what I want to see.
Right.
But yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. So it's funny how, you know, the internet has shaped people's reputations now to where it used to not be a thing. We didn't know what people's personalities were, but now we are force-fed it. All right. So from that conversation to how about another that's more betting focused, because it's time to hand out our first impression roses. And we know it's only Wednesday, but if you're in the betting space, you know you got to look at some of these lines early, because even sitting on a Wednesday, Jenks, we've already had some line movement when it comes to some of these games. So early action has driven some of these numbers. We were just talking about this. The Commanders and Vikings game. The Vikings, a point and a half favorites over at MGM. But if you look across the board at some other places, the Commanders are favored. And some of this is probably based on like who's going to be playing quarterback for the Vikings, whether it's J.J. McCarthy, whether it's Max Brosmer. I'm not sure how much it matters, but that's just my point, is that if you get to some of these games earlier in the week, you can get some good closing line value.
Oh, 100%. And honestly, I think the Commanders are absolutely the play here. I will happily grab them. I would take them on the money line. I don't even need that point and a half. Just give me the Commanders at plus 110. They are trending in the right direction. I think there's some value on Washington here because they've lost, God, what is it, seven straight now? This team. But they haven't quit. And I think that's the most important thing. When you get mired in a losing streak like this, you see teams that just sort of give up. We have not seen that from the Commanders. Once DQ took over defensive play calling, and it looks like he's going to do that next season, those are the reports that we're hearing. The team has just gotten better all the way around. And now they have Terry McLaurin back. He made a huge difference in that game against the Broncos. Their last two games have gone to overtime. And there's a possibility they could get Jaden Daniels back as well. I really don't think it matters. This is about the Vikings and the quarterback position. Max Brosmer is not an NFL quarterback. No offense, he's not. And we don't know if J.J. McCarthy is an NFL quarterback. Like, he had one moment this season where he looked good. Outside of that, he's been a bad quarterback. So I really don't think it matters whether it's Brosmer, whether it's McCarthy. And even if Jaden Daniels doesn't go for the Commanders, Marcus Mariota has done a really fine job filling in this season. So I'm all in on Washington. And you know me, I've been out on the Commanders for the past few weeks, fading them. I think this is the time you jump back on.
It does feel like they're trending in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to this time of year, and I don't think this is necessarily pertinent to the Commanders, but when you have these teams that only have a few wins on the season, do you think there's ever a sneaking suspicion that these teams don't want to win games? Like, it doesn't feel like the case for the Commanders, because obviously they are taking these games, you know, to overtime, it's close. But like, say for teams like the Titans, like what's the incentive to win games right now? Like, maybe you play close and maybe you, like, put your best guys out there, but I feel like it's part of the handicap this time of year.
Yeah, it is, but these are still competitors. I think what you have to look at more deeply is a team sort of saying, no one's going to quit, or at least admit that, but what they might do is play younger players or say, okay, Let's get some guys who need the experience, who need the work, and put them in, because this is going to benefit us maybe down the line, maybe next season. So they're not going to actively quit, but what they might do is sort of adjust who they play, and then that makes them a weaker team, and then maybe you can fade them in that respect.
Yeah, so I guess pay attention to the injury reports and who is being scratched from these lineups. All right, so it's time to hand out some of these first impression roses. And I think this is a good exercise in, like, a lot of these are first glances for me. So, like, they're not necessarily things that I'm going to play, but it's like, oh, that line's interesting. So let's start with the Thursday night game, Jenks. Cowboys and Lions. The Cowboys have been on an absolute warpath as of late, upending both the teams that played in the Super Bowl last year, and the Chiefs and the Eagles. And now they're getting 3 points on the road at a Lions team that's been underwhelming as of late. Like, as somebody who's been trusting the Lions, it's not been a great road for me. They lost to the Packers on Thanksgiving. You know, they lost, or they won in overtime against the Giants, but I'm pretty sure they did not cover that number, and they lost to the Eagles. So it's been a tough stretch for the Lions. So do you think this is a get-right spot for Detroit at home? Or do you say, I like what I've seen from the Cowboys. Their offense obviously is really good, and their defense is actually showing signs of improvement.
Oh, I love the Cowboys here. The Cowboys are playing good football. And as a Commanders fan, how did you guess? How did you think I was a Commanders fan? How did you know? Look, the Cowboys have found something. I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs, but they're playing really good football. And the key is that their defense has really improved. Like, getting Quinnen Williams was, at the time, you know, I think not talked about enough, because he's a hell of a football player. He has changed that defensive line for the Cowboys. And it looks like they're going to get Trayvon Diggs back on defense as well. That's going to be a huge boost. Dak Prescott is playing great football right now, and he's lost a lot of weight. We were talking about this on the Commanders podcast this week, where Smoot, my co-host, was talking to Dak during the offseason, because they both went to Mississippi State, and they were together. I think it was in Starkville, and Dak was like, no, I can't eat. I'm sorry, I can't have that. I'm on a diet. And if you look at Dak, he's a lot slimmer this season. He's moving better. He's running more. He's been much better than anticipated. Cowboys are a real threat right now to, if they get on a run and things fall the right way, to maybe make the postseason. But I think they're playing better than Detroit. I take the Cowboys +3.
It's wild that I feel like people love to dunk on Dak Prescott, but he's having a pretty good season.
He is.
25 touchdowns, 8 picks, over 3,200 yards through the air. One more I wanted to get in the buzzer, at the buzzer before we go to break, because we have to get to break. So we have seen some line movement already in the Bengals and Bills game. Yesterday it was the Bills laying 6. Now it's down to 5.5. So clearly some people are buying in to Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Coming up next, time to talk college hoops and the big top 25 matchups we have going down on the hardwood tonight. It's after the break on the Daily Tip.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.